Okay. What's a thetan?
Source point.
Thetan is a source point of what?
Beingness.
Is a thetan ever an effect point?
Sure.
Well, then this definition doesn't cover. What's a thetan? It's two things he can be. Go on. Are you defining what is a thetan? Are you telling me things a thetan can be or do?
Source point of energy.
That's right. He can be a source point of energy. What's a thetan? I've been using the definition here in the last few days in these lectures. What's that definition? What is it?
Pretty clear, the individual.
Well, yeah.
Individual being, that's what I put on my examination paper. For the beingness of the individual. That was checked wrong.
That's right, it is.
Guy you're after.
Guy you're after. I see you all looking at me kind of wall-eyed. I've been using this quite regularly, hoping to pound home this one definition to talking about a thetan. Because if you don't know what you're trying to get out of somebody's head, you're going to have a hard time getting him out of that head. That's a certainty. And you keep telling somebody that he's cause or effect and so on. You're just describing manifestations and so forth. Well,
awareness has been...
An awareness of awareness unit, yeah, you can say that. But as we get along the line here, he can do more than observe. Awareness has a tendency to relegate it to observation only. When we get this all stacked up here, we notice something about the thetan along this line. And if I give you the definition this way, I'm sure you never forget or be confused about it again. What is the essential difference? What's one thing that you could say is tremendously different between a living, thinking being and material objects and energy? What's one big difference that anybody on the street would recognize? You know what that big difference is? Ideas. Living things get ideas. They have ideas and they get ideas. But they get ideas. Life gets ideas. Here you have an essential difference which any kid, he'd say, gee, yeah, sure, dog, even a dog can get ideas. But that rock over there didn't get any ideas. The essential difference between theta and mest is that theta gets ideas, mest doesn't. Theta can impress an idea upon mest and put it into mest form, but theta has done that. So we get the idea that then theta has ideas. Can get ideas. Well, this is an observable difference, so I've been calling him in these lectures a consideration production unit. It's a brief thing. If you keep that in mind, you'll never make any mistake of trying to haul a piece of energy out of somebody's head. He isn't a piece of energy. He's something that can produce energy. And when you find the thetan, they'd be exteriorizing in large masses of energy. There's something wrong here, that's all. We stripped one guy of 40 theta bodies one time. Theta bodies, what the devil were they? Well, they were sorts of ridges and things, actually quite definite, some of them. As such, one right after the other. But there was something wrong each time he exteriorized in a mass. When a thetan is exteriorized, he does not exteriorize as a mass. He is not energy. He is capable of creating it and so forth. We don't even really care about that. All an auditor cares about is that a thetan is a consideration production unit. A thetan can consider that he's someplace in space and view therefrom. And if he can consider he's someplace and then be in that place and then view from that place, this is quite a trick, isn't it? Well, that's the tricky object you're dealing with when you're trying to exteriorize preclears, and actually when you're working with the livingness and beingness of a preclear, it's something which is a consideration production unit. He can do more than that, you understand. He can receive considerations. He can even consider considerations. He can consider that he views and so view, so on, but when we get all the way through, it must be a consideration production unit. He has to actually produce a consideration in order to agree with somebody else's consideration. We don't have consideration as an object when we get agreement on the R part of the triangle, agreement, disagreement. We don't have theta A taking a mock-up and then passing it over to theta B, which theta B then receives. That is, would not be the mechanism. It's theta A gets a consideration and then theta B actually mocks up one to match it. See, he's got the same consideration, not even mock up. He just has to have the same consideration again. And the funny part of it is this is really the basis of communication. As horrible as that may seem, and as much as it stretches somebody's wits to get around this thing, that the fellow at the other end of the Western Union line has to make a series of considerations that all this has taken place in order to have the message in his hands. When actually did he have the message in his hands? Well, he could have had the message in his mind long before it was ever put on the teletype.